you can introduce each other. Maybe you've changed your name. My name is Dori Mbunso.
I'm Phumzile Bengu.
I'm Brian Mike, the community secretary.
Can we hear from the people who are sitting behind us? Under our meeting, it's a good one.
Something happened.
My name is Doyle from CNG.
You said Doyle what?
Audrey Wentworth from
Lloyd. We're from here, right?
Okay.
Jessica from CNG.
Okay. Oh, good. From CTE. CTE.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Can I ask before I proceed? Is CGE, are they going to make a presentation or what?
No, no, they are not chair. He's the parliamentary office.
Liaison?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Oh, that's it. I welcome everyone. I think we had a meeting that was supposed to be convened. I think last week things were going normal. We had to postpone it because you know what is the situation in Parliament right now. But we thought we cannot, now that this week is a committee week, we must start with our meetings. We have an agenda in front of us. I don't know whether we are going to adopt the agenda. We accept the agenda. Adoption of the agenda. Yes. Secondly.
Yes,
what I've noticed, people have just come back this year very civilized. Abafuna vula imilomo. It's just advanga no vanga.
Oh,
vanga,
sorry,
I'm
begging you. Uthini?
You better. Now we are talking. Yes, thank you very much. The apologies. Do we have any?
Yes, Chair. We have the first apology is from Honorable Zwane. She's unable to attend due to an urgent matter in her constituency. The second one is from Honorable Tseke. We met her as we were coming in. She said she was running somewhere. She'll be coming back. She'll be a bit later.
Where do you get a dress? Okay.
For Friday.
A dress for Friday. Okay. Who else?
She has not.
Okay. All right. Do we accept the apologies?
Yes, we
welcome. Yeah. Apologies accepted. That will be now item number 4. Brief. Yes, because we inserted others. It is Ngapala. Introduction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then item number 4 is the briefing by the content advisor on the draft report of International Women's Conference, draft program of action for the International Conference of Women and the changing world of work. This is going to be done by Joy.
Yeah.
What's it? Yeah. No, they didn't alert you.
They did, they did.
So, honourable members, we have talked briefly about the conference report before, but it was a joint meeting with the PCRE women, so we went through it briefly. And what we are wanting to do now is to use that conference report to look at what should we act on coming out of the conference. Because as you are aware, honourable members, when we go into August this year, we usually report on what it would do in terms of giving, implementing the security of women's parliament, in this case, So there are three documents that you have. The one is called the implementation plan, and the second is a presentation based on that implementation plan. I'm going to go through the presentation because the two are really similar. So just in terms of, on page one, the background, we hosted the International Conference on Women in a Changing World of Work in August last year. The conference was organized within how we transform places of work for women. We adopted a declaration, and in that declaration we said...
Which document? Sorry, are we using?
So I'm going to talk to the presentation that I've done.
Okay. So do you have it? All of them.
Yes.
The presentation. Okay.
And so we concluded the conference with the adoption of the declaration, and those are the action areas that the Parliament will be presented at the conference on me to act on. So this implementation plan that I'm going to go into pulls out action areas from that declaration. And these are the areas of activity that we as Parliament can take up. But I just want to say that, you know, I put a number of options in terms of the activities. I don't think we can do all. We are going into an election year. It is not going to be possible to do all of them. So the suggestion to members is to look at the activities and to prioritize which ones that we want to focus on. So I just want to very quickly go through a summary of the key issues that came up at the conference. The one was around women and economic empowerment, where we looked at the fact that poverty, both globally and in our country, is still female, and that there's a need to break down the structural barriers that prevent women from becoming economically active. The second fight against women, that this is a very huge problem still in our society. And we looked at this in relation to the economy and how violence, the women are victims of violence, they're not able to be economically active, they lose their end of work, they lose their salary sector, and that has an impact on the economy. And then, this was not something that we actually put on the conference agenda, but it came up from the floor, the fact that sexual harassment at Parliament, and not just our Parliament, but the Parliament is presented, is a very significant issue. And it is something that is at times very much behind the scenes. It's not out and spoken about. And how do we, in our own Parliament, look at sexual harassment and address some of those issues? Then we had women in marginalized sectors of employment, and here we're talking about women working in the so-called vulnerable sectors, and there's a need to focus specifically on women in the informal economy, farm workers, domestic workers, and sex workers. We had the issue of income inequality, and just to say that this issue has been set up in the IMF panel report as well. On average, women are earning 23% less than men, and they work an average of 3 months more for the same pay, so longer hours per year, and we need to look at how we address that. And then generally, talk about how we need to transform places of work so it's been more gender-sensitive and to transform structural inequality. And so this is both the physical environment at work, where we make sure that there are gender-sensitive spaces, such as places for breastfeeding, but also that the organizational culture is sensitive to family responsibility. we expect that the issue of care work, in terms of social care work, people who work in communities and looking after other people, that this work is not bad. And we had the example of the conference being made of women who are in shelters, of victims of domestic violence, that the house mothers and the social workers are paid really low wage, about 2,000 rand a month. We talked about the need for countries to develop action plans to take on gender equality and to link these to the SDGs. Also important is looking at how we're going to implement the agenda for sustainable development, particularly looking at gender indicators. We had one of the sub working groups of the conference was around women in technology, and the important point here was that unless we take girls and women into the digital revolution, they're not going to be able to be economically competitive, and so we need to ensure that women are digitally literate and able to access ICT. The development of gender sensitive policies, that we need to look at how we respond to policies in the workplace that are gender sensitive. We've recently passed the paternity legislation, for example, and how do we make sure that we are always up to date with these things. Then the conference talked about how the women's caucuses are really important for women across the political party divide to come together and to discuss issues that affect women in parliament. There was a request that women's caucuses engage more with members from civil society as we find a way to deal with the issues of in society. And then we had the issue of gender equality question, which the caucus has been trying to take up. That came up as really important. Often we have policies in place and plans to address women's issues, but then the budget is not aligned with that, and there's not adequate resources to do that. So if we look at virtual education, because mine is different, where the table, where there's draft action plan, what I've done there is to try from the declaration to put out the activity areas that kept coming up again and again and to categorize them into.
So the answer. Now that you mentioned that yours is different, we get lost with the slides that we have.
Right. Yeah. Do you have the page for the action plan?
Page nine.
Okay, so the first area of work was around, and just to remind members that, as I suggested, I don't think we can do all of this, so we need to prioritize which ones to focus on. The first area was of work with women and economic development, and the key action there was to develop an oversight plan that looks at women in the informal economy, the undervaluing of key work in society, and women in marginalized sectors like the medical work sector. The role of the Women's Caucus, the suggestion here is that we refer this to related committees who could take this on, and that they need to take it up in their oversight plan. Possibly the other committees that we could look at is the committees dealing with trade and industry, economic development, and small business. The second area of activity is income inequality. And as I mentioned, the high-level panel report deals with this issue, the difference between what men earn and what women earn. And the suggestion there is we can look at that high-level panel report and engage with the Employment Equity Commission to look at how we take up this issue. Possibly it might be a good idea to do that collaboratively with the Foreign Committee on Labour, Small Business and Trade and Industry. Area number three is around changing the world of work so that it's more gender sensitive. And here we looked at the fact that the conference said that we need to look at legislation to ensure that the world of work is more sensitive to women's needs. Possibly, and I don't know if this is possible in the next year, but one suggestion is to have a summit on this and to look at, because this came up again and again in the conference, that you know, we need to look at the Labor Relations Act, the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, and the Employment Equity Act, to look at to what extent are they adequately addressing the issues of women. So one suggestion is to have a summit and focusing specifically on those pieces of legislation through a gender lens. The fourth area is violence against women, and here we are already doing some work. The concern label that the legislation that we have is not being implemented. And I'm going to just also mention that Parliament is organizing a summit on violence with some of the committees. But we have been engaging at the caucus with Treasury to look at how to ring-fence money for gender based violence. So the situation is to carry on that process that we started in last year. And that links to the main point about the current budgeting, where we can keep up our work with the Treasury and look at how we pilot gender responsive budgeting in relation to violence against women. The second large one was the point was made that the national gender machinery in South Africa, in fact, how it came out was that the national gender machinery is not working.
We've got a sort of food on the table so people can help themselves.
So, the suggestion was how do we look at, if some of the members were to call many years ago with the Joint Monitoring Committee on Women, which we were office in 2003, we as the JSC sent out a questionnaire to all the gender desks in the government departments and to all the structures of the gender machinery and asked them certain questions. What was your budget? What were you doing? To what extent were you supported? What were the challenges? And that's really, we pulled it together into a research paper, and it was a very useful starting point for trying to understand what the challenges of the gender machinery were. So the proposal is that does not take much work. It means we just do a questionnaire, send it out, and the researchers would pull that together, and they would be able to paint up a picture of what some of the challenges are. So there's a suggestion that we look at that idea. And then lastly, the issue of sexual harassment in Parliament. The proposal here was because people from the floor had asked us to look at sexual harassment in our own Parliament, the proposal is that we possibly, through the Secretary Department, host a roundtable or a seminar on sexual harassment in Parliament, where both men and women in Parliament, staff and members, can use the space to engage on the issue. When we had discussed this with the chair, she had pointed out that it's not going to be a space easily where people will speak to the experiences of sexual harassment. But you know, hopefully there will be some suggestions as to how to tighten up our policy in this regard. I've just also made a mention to members here is that the policy in Parliament traditionally has applied to sexual harassment from staff members to staff members. And what has happened from, and this is anecdotal evidence of some staff members who have said that anyway, they try to follow the policy when they are, and this is particularly women who go on oversight and they're harassed by male members, that they don't feel that the institution encourages to bring these issues forward. So it was just an issue of how to create a sensitive environment for these matters to be dealt with in the brief. Thank you, Chairperson. Now,
okay, thank you, Joyce. I think we went through this many a time. I don't know whether we have got the areas where we would like to comment or add, maybe. Okay. Honorable Rosie.
Thank you, Chair. I think one will come to the forum plan of action. Chair,
Focal person in this part. And it's something that we have to look at and how the oversight part from both the committee on women and ourselves are able to make sure that these structures work for us as women. Because now towards the end of parliament, but there's no movement in terms of the parliament. Every now and then there's a speech of we still have male dominated system, no changing. and usually we accept as women when they are saying we don't have women, we don't have capacity, we don't have. But you look at beyond the directorship, a lot of women are deputy managers. You ask yourself why the system does not be able to absorb those women to elevate them to those structures. And but again, us who have not been following up those issues. In public service, by the way, a human being appointed must have the only time when you retire is when you're 65 years. So ethnic, the structure has been polluted, populated by men. Therefore, you must wait for another 65 years to get opening, and all somebody must do something has done, so that you can then implement this women capacitating, or making sure that women get. To the higher hierarchy in the structure of public service. I think we might want to look at ourselves, how we, as women generally in parliament, how including in provinces, how we respond to that element. On gender response, I agree. And at some point, we said we needed to revive and workshop ourselves, what do we mean and how do we then intervene? Because again, if we don't understand the system of government and when do, because one of the portfolio committees which is important and crucial, which we are not utilizing, is appropriation committee. I think we might want to put them as one of the partners that we have to engage. And so that as we make cases in all the targeted areas, then you have the response of that portfolio committee in assisting us to realize budget of the activities that we have. So I think those are my inputs on the program and work.
come with the report.
Yeah, thank you. Can I ask people when they are responding, giving an input to indicate which slide are they talking about? It makes it easier for us. Yeah. No, I got it. They are following each other. I'm just saying it makes it easier for us. Is there any other person? Yesterday was in another meeting where people report the similarities in all what we have before. Maybe we can talk about, because we have been engaging on all of this for quite some time now, and there is something that has been bothering me for years and years. When we, I don't know what you call it, Rosina, some of you guys, because when we have been in government, that EMP, what? Yeah, public work.
EPW.
No, I can't see what it does for women instead of undermining. That has been worrying me from, you know, since I introduced our Stella Scout up to now. And I changed, and I see it even in Acacia, our fasting as in Amadonna. I really don't know, Sam, where does that belong to labor? Or is it to the program of the public record? Yeah. What do they call it?
Extended public
works
program.
Yeah. It's expanded. How does really it assist women?
That program is meant to, is a program to create opportunity for work. It's not a work to create opportunity for you to learn to work. But how the honest fact that work was just implemented, there was evaluation that was done by government in the previous term, and there was a went to work in the Minister of Public Works. I think probably we can call her to come and explain the one on that part. Where at that time we say create that opportunity, but it creates burden at some point, because you give people some technical work, but there is no space for them to train them. The program does not even have the exit program. That was the challenge. And it was then that government in 2009 would actually then develop further the concept. And include, yes.
2010.
Yeah, it was earlier than, to
work on the concept further, to include the because it's still transfer and the opportunity, creating opportunity to work, but then we must include the issue of Texas program, which then create towards permanent jobs. Because there is no link with that program to other programs that you have. Other, for instance, you have this group being trained by the same Minister of Public Works as employed people that you consider those people that have been trained. And most of the people that are being trained in the system, they are not, because it doesn't even give the certificate. Because then accommodate issues of necessity so that they can then be able to get employment somewhere. Because they must, if you create that opportunity and full training full of people, they must have the certificate to serve them that. So that program, since then, it has not been that further direction.
And it's not permanent jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's start again. Last time it was really good to be in Gopagamusthani.
Okay.
Yeah, let's start again.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you for the presentation as well. On the slide of address for social harassment, I think the last page of the presentation. I don't know, maybe today and behind time, when I read, it talks about we need more information on sexual harassment in Parliament. I wonder what happens to sexual harassment in the provinces, in the department, where women maybe have to go through certain things that they need to do in order to get promotion or in order even to get a job within the department. And it's mostly men who are in the forefront who are supposed to be given those promotions. I don't know if it also fits here, subject to correction.
Yeah. I don't know if Joy maybe can explain to us how they came to this. Having taken the inputs that arose from that international, how you came, because I suppose some of the things we're talking about now were raised. They might have been left out and they're so important. Maybe you can explain to us.
I think also maybe suggest that the issue of sexual harassment broadly and in the department and communities is a very significant concern. Somehow at the conferences it got channeled into focusing on climate, and I think it came from, if you remember, Lisa Pearson was on the panel, and she in her slides had something on sexual harassment in the department, and she was also talking about people who are in high-profile political positions and how, you know, what happens to these men when they are found guilty. And because I think, because of that presentation, just people jumped in from the floor to say that Parliament has decided to speak in before they can get outside. And so somehow that got into, because it's been discussing one of the reporting groups as well, and came in as a resolution that at Parliament we were looking at sexual harassment in our institution. But it doesn't stop us from expanding it to be.
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you, Chairperson. Actually, I was looking at the issue of the role of other committees because I'm seeing here on the draft action plan that they is not applicable, but I don't know why the researcher said it's not applicable, because I know that it's very important for all the members of the portfolio committees to make sure that they discuss the gender responsive budgeting so that every department should be responsible for the socio-economic empowerment of women. I have heard Honorable Simenya also said that even on the issue of socio-economic empowerment, she also mentioning the Department of Trade and Industry, Economic Development, etc. That if we say this is not applicable, then what is the role of the portfolio committees? Because they are supposed to make sure that they do their work, they do it as they are supposed to do. Also to identify the issues so that every a member of parliament must make sure that they understand what is the issue of what is the gender responsible budgeting. I'm also sharing the same concern with the chairperson on the issue of EPWP, because it differs in some of the provinces. For instance, there is a CWP in KZN, which is not only for women, but it's also for the youth and unemployed people. And also, on the, there's also the, which is called the community community work program. And Zibambeleni, Zibambele, which is the program for widows, which is happening in KZN. That was established by a former Minister Ndebele for women, for those widow women to get opportunities so that they can be able to put the plate on the table for their children. But the main thing is that even all those women have some good, are supposed to get those skills. They don't, they don't get certificates to make sure that they have been participated in this program. Because what I've seen in one of the areas in KZN is that in this CWP, people are not given money or as salaries, they are only given food vouchers, which is unable for them to do other things, to pay for the school fees for their children or whatever. Because if you give a person a food voucher, what are you supposed that person to do? Because the people need the money and other essential things for them to do. So that means this CWP is hindering the people to do whatever they wanted to do. But this is a government program, so I think we should also talk about those things, that women need to be socio-economic empowered, but if they are hindering, then they can't be able to support for their family. Whereas the main aim for the government is for them to support their families. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. Okay. Chair,
I think you are right. It's a special event to say we've been talking about this for the years. And what makes our issues boring as issues of women is that we talk about the same thing year in, year out, but we never have a proper implementation plan. I think these things, they're not new at all. It's good suggestions, but it would be more effective to come up with this, to say, if you say, for instance, say, number 11, page 11, if you say changing the world of work so that it is more gender sensitive, and we want to meet with the, we need to have a joint committee with Department of Labor. We need to come up with data and exactly what issues are we going to talk about when we talk about, so that it can be effective. We don't want to be seen doing the same thing year in, year out, because we are, you know, seen as complainants instead of doing the real things that we're supposed to be doing. And women are known to be implementers. We are known to be doing whatever that comes before us. And I think it's about time that we need to take out that seriously. So I think this will be more focused if we come up with this. And to say exactly what are the things that you want to change. For instance, when you talk about the EPWP, it's a lot of these programs, small programs that are creating jobs or training for young people. But if we put them together, if we have a research and say, these are the programs that government has in terms of training, what is it, youth, whatever that you can call, and how is it helping us as women? And we put it as part of a project, because there are also projects that are also coming, you know, year in, year out. Remember there was a project that came with Pumzile, the former, was she a president of the president? And it was, I forgot what is it, but it was helping unemployed graduates. It is a good project, but nobody did and nobody did anything with that. You know, after that year, it was, we were clapping hands and that was it. So if we can start looking at those programs that we know that can help our youth, it's going to be helpful. And, you know, now Master, when you say to your children after they get their degrees and you say to them, go back to school and get an honors degree, master's degree, they will tell you for what? Because my supervisor has grade 8 or grade 12.
Yeah.
Why should I go to university and study, you know, study further when it's not helping me at all? So if you could have those programs and actually say, we are saying as women, these are the programs that can help us as women, and we want them to be effective. Come up with proposals to actually say all these programs that happen from the years, because I think there were studies that were done. I mean, we paid a lot of money, for instance, for anybody to come up with that study. So we cannot just leave out those monies spending. Irregular spending, because it's irregular spending, because we're not spending what we've already paid for already. So I'm just saying, let us come up with programs that will be more effective, that can actually help us, so that when we go to the International Women's Conference in South Africa, we come up and say, these are the things that have worked, that helped us, that have worked for South Africa. And we think that as South Africa, if we push these two things to other countries, it's going to help a lot. So
Thank you. I just want to make two or three points. One, last year or the previous year, we had a program of lobbying or advocating for free sanitary products to be distributed to our patient care. But it seems that it's just fallen
Electoral
Act. We call to Home Affairs sometimes, but we don't call to Home Affairs, I don't know what the department is, the IEC, to come and present and to give us their view in terms of this, but there was no positive response for them. I think you should make sure that we continue with that program of basically the 50-50. So the view of the Casino community, we said we will speak to the CGE, because we saw that the Department of Women does not have appetite in implementing this legislation or amending any other, because previously they said we want to amend your paper. So, but it seems as if they don't have appetite.
What
so, promotion of equality,
prevention.
Discrimination, yes, something like that, prevention and protection of anti-discrimination. So, from the point of the portfolio committee, we want to engage CGE on the matter.
Mm-hmm.
If it's possible for them to introduce the legislation of 50-50. And the other issue, I'm not quite sure, in one of our, it was a workshop of the multi-party. There were people who raised the issue of health, awareness campaigns regarding cancer, all types, different types of cancer, because we are thinking that those are clear diseases. We've got programs to cause HIV and some treatment regarding that, but in terms of cancer, I think we're still much different. So why not remind us of the things that we have awareness campaigns in terms of
Because the issues that you're talking about are quite important, but we are just off track. Because I think we are dealing with the international institutions. and on our agenda, you've got item 4. Maybe when we deal with this consideration of a program, we can raise this thing and bring them in. Yeah, you are quite right, and it's good that you really reminded. They are good. That's why I thought no. Let me leave you to finish off.
I thought that we would share that something
from.
Yes.
Well,
I thought that
we would.
The way
you are
looking at me,
from
I
me.
Yeah.
Well, how did I look at you? No, I was trying to be like a mother. You know? Yeah. I didn't want to say we are out. We are not out of order, because I think we can slot it in somewhere on this program.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think I'll go back now to what we said. I'm just wondering, Joy, what is this role of other committees not applicable? Because I know what, you know, I just want you maybe to reiterate what she said. The multi-party, as we are here, are members of different committees. It's not possible that we can get that. Because from all these committees that we are talking about, our members sit in those committees. And we should be having at least a report from each and everyone, yeah, related to what we are talking about at that certain time. This is amazing. It means then we don't know why were in composition of what does it mean? I don't know whether we should have that caller.
What are we going to do and what are other committees going to do? And this was, I could say as I was skeptical just because our area of work is so broad and we were going to focus on engaging with tertiary and ourselves. But, I mean, if you were recalled to with a meeting from the policy statement in October, when that happened, you asked me to do something for all of you so that they did not thinking about the issues and engage with the budget. So if the Muslim Women's Caucus, you know, decided wanted to take it up and make sure that it happens in other committees, I think that's a very good idea and we can change that. In fact, I just ran into today somebody from the European Union who is sponsoring work in Parliament, and she was saying to me that they have put money into capacitating all members on their gender budget. And I think so that it's very interesting because I don't what she is saying is that there is money to train all the members in all committees and how to do this properly. And it, I find it very strange that this is happening and as a woman's caucus we don't even know about it.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes. Just a small thing to pick it I want to ask about the South African. And I don't think have you ever engaged with South Africa in the past? Because why I'm saying South Africa will have all the statistics. I mean, if you need planning, you will know how to do plan for whatever. They will tell you this is where women are, and you know, they'll give us facts. Actually, when we want to come up with a strong suggestion or support, then we know that it's a report that is informed. So I don't know where can we put that South Africa, all the problems that we have. In terms of gender responsive budgeting, I'm making one example of those.
Mm-hmm.
Because they will tell us, all these departments, especially those departments that are being led by women, they don't take women seriously in their own departments. I don't know that maybe they forget that part when they get there, that they are women as well. But I'm just saying, maybe if we could have them, I don't know where they can come and brief us, and we tell them exactly these are the places where we want you to come and give us sense about women, you know, for instance, the income thing, I think it's somewhere there. Then they will give us exactly where is the problem. And maybe we can call that particular department of the private sector, because we're not including private sector. And that's where most of the people are working in South Africa. And if we say we are taking care of women in general, we cannot leave the private sector on its own. And if we need to meet other departments, I know that. So I'm making an example. I'm not saying that's what it is. Competition Commission, if you find that companies are colliding with each other, then you can go there to make sure that your issues are taken up as fact. So we can also check which commission can help us with that and make sure that we actually come up with a bang as the multi-party women's caucus. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I also wanted to say, shouldn't the Department of Women also take responsibility in terms of checking with each and every department regarding the gender responsive budgeting? Because if it's responsible for women, then the department probably can also help towards making sure that there are budgets that are being done specifically for women.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Only gender machinery. You cannot deal with it outside gender responsive. Because the structure that we have, if we are given opportunity as women to raise issues of women. But unfortunately, the head that sits in those chairs, they don't care about women for themselves. Because, and again, even ourselves as members of parliament, when it comes to issues of women, in terms of the fund wanting, the operation of parliament itself, for instance, if there is a thing that I'll give maybe example of trips. If there is a meeting to go somewhere, you have and we are not raising those issues. We make them normal. One person represents all the committees in all the activities of and therefore that's why it's very difficult for even this parliament to focus, because you lose track. Like next year we must go and report back, I think it's New York, something, Beijing, so, but the issue is, what is it that we are taking to that with
CSW?
Is it the papers that somebody will be taking down, or will be taking something that is tangible? Indeed, which what we in South Africa as women, you know, and that's where the problem is. I think one of the things that we have to, which can be our legacy through the chair, is to make sure that the machinery operates as it's supposed to operate. Such that the Minister of Women, those that are, must be able to tell us why the gender response. We can't say that not applicable when there is a minister who's aiming to take care of issues of women. So we must, like, you know, Chair, I was so impressed when I was with the team of women in my committee. Because there are certain things that we are raising, even myself I couldn't raise them. But when they raise them, you see the relevancy of having people being conscious and reminded on the issue. Just to say this project is how many women who are participating, who's the manager, who's doing what. Those are important things. And that's why there is a minister who's supposed to do that on behalf of all of us in the executive. When he's here, he must come and say, I've tried to put this one and this one, I'm not succeeding, and therefore Parliament helped me to find this person, but it's not happening. Including ourselves here in Parliament, how the Parliament is operating, for instance, the committees that we participate outside the world, some of them we don't know how does it help us, ordinary women in the country. So, and those things, when you speak about them, become a problem.
Mm.
So, those who are going everywhere participating in these structures and all those things, and again, it's budget. We are using budget, but the question is, how does those things that we are doing impact on the life of women? So, I agree that maybe let's pick up one thing and tighten it up and make sure that it works, and make sure that the machinery works, and then the issue of gender, responsive to gender, budget.
Budget.
It will then come automatically because the machinery is working. Those GP, gender focal persons that are sitting in all the departments, they must start. If you call them and say, give us what is it that is happening in your department, why there is this management, because we have made them go to us. And not to attend ourselves the way we operate. That's what I'm saying. Because Parliament has got all the measures. You can subpoena anybody, you can do everything. Our powers were not utilizing to get even the minister from Nessa because he's a woman. But if we want things to work, he must not nest the minister. He must know that he's there on our behalf. He must do the right thing. So, so Chair, let's get some machinery to work, and when it works, then all these things will follow. They will come smoothly, including health, because you know we must not be because honorary chair to do these things. It needs the movement of women, which starts from municipality to province to national and in this public service and gender commissions and all those things. And even our linkage with those structures that are supporting government, how do they fit in the system to assist us? I can call State South Africa in my committee. The other one does not care about them. And and even our budget, because the other thing is important, is to look at even the budget, the way it's been structured. Is it structured that it can actually empower women? But we will have opportunity that they've introduced the mandate paper. Let's look at that mandate paper. How does it been structured? Because it can then be one of the tools that we can use, because it's the one that will inform the budget of South Africa. Let's look at the mandate paper. If it needs to, we have to say in education, targeting education, by the way, takes the half of the budget. But you don't see it how it assists our women. And the second department that takes the budget is health. So if you leave this to the budget, where the budget is a monitor, those that does not even have budget, just cannot actually make impact. I'm just saying, let's look at how we function ourselves, including how we get our machinery to work. Because those gender focused persons, they're supposed to be part of us in terms of the structure itself. But they see themselves as somebody else there. A minister sees himself as herself as somebody there. So as long as you don't have this coherence of this structure, you know what I mean? So I think if we can be able to get this structure to work, then all these other things will fall into place.
Yeah. You know, comrade members, it's a very serious, actually it's an indictment on us that we have such in front of us. maybe Umalima is right to say we must dissolve the parliament for us. Because it really means we are not working. Go quit. Hey. Because we can't be going to committees and we don't identify areas whereby all this is not done in committees. I think not, we are not doing justice to what we are paid for. The issue of the gender machinery, it has been mentioned in many platforms and
everywhere.
The minister was quite explicit about the fact that he doesn't believe it makes gender machinery so important. And he deliberately just ignored it. It's a gender machinery. Maybe Manity Zautjikis in Dufner Jigegin. Yes, because you know what we have here. You look at other women formation and other women outside. They are doing, they are working, and they are addressing some of the issues that Tina we don't talk about. And here we are, as public representatives, we are members of parliament, but we are doing nothing about these issues. And we fold our arms as Unanswe Esitu and say, when I go to that committee, they don't mention. And why are we here, actually? Tina Wokwet, why are we here? Because this is exposing us. Minister, Honorable Suminya, I don't know how many times have we tried to invite her. She literally told me one day in the passage that she won't come as long as she's not talking to the ANC. That is ridiculous for a person or old minister in a government. Because I don't think it was a mistake to form this multi-party. It entails all the air. Now, I went to the toilet and she had just spoken to me. When I came back, I found that she was gossiping about me and she didn't see me approaching. Aboba Tadige was facing this way in the notice view. She was telling them that Nimchelile me. I don't know who to. Since that day, I never approached her any longer because I could see that this has gotten in agenda. I don't know why. I don't know why. But it has proven because after that we continuously invited her and she doesn't come.
But
yeah. When I approach her, pretending not to have noticed that why what she's doing is doing it deliberately, she will say, no, I'll come back to you. And she never does. That is why I'm saying, maybe that is the way we should go. We must start send the subpoena to some of our people. People should see how serious we are. Mina, I don't know whether we wanted to go forward and talk about how we strategize on these issues. And how are we going to deal with them? Because these are very important areas.
Maybe I think it's going to assist us if things are changing because you know what is happening? The issue of the mandate of this Department of Women is to monitor and evaluate other departments. We have been talking so lot many times to the minister to say, Minister, can you have a working relationship with other ministers? So that you can be able to come and report to us to this. In this department, here are the things that are happening in this department, so that you can be able to make sure that this issue of gender responsive budgeting is happening. But you will be told that, oh, this thing of gender responsive budgeting framework has not been completed, this and this and that. That is why there is a problem now in all the departments. And the issue of gender focal points, You know, the general focal points, and most of them are not even in a senior position.
Mm-mm.
Just because they are representing women or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That is why the there is a problem. But if the minister has been able to make sure that he works, she works with other departments to give pressure to other ministers, because they don't want even to talk with the whole department, just to talk with the minister. Even now, the president said that every economic development department must make sure that they deal with the issues of social economic empowerment of women. But even now, we have not even got a report from the for the ministry to say to us, these are the things that we have done by this economic social economic department. There's nothing that has come forward to us. But we have been asking and pushing every day to say, minister, make sure that you meet with other ministers. Because these people are meeting at the cabinet level. They have subcommittees, they are being grouped as ministers in subcommittees, but even now we don't have anything except to say, oh, you want something in report? That report is still in the cabinet, in the cabinet, until the term is ending now. And the other thing is about the issue of when you talk of the department, this department has been having a huge problem because it has been restructured until today. Until today, since 2014, there is a huge problem in this Department of Women because the officials are almost changing every day. Even now, we have got a new leadership also in the department. We have new teachers. As soon as the teachers are working, then the teachers are removed, coming and start again. All of those things will be sad and being asked again. Since now, we are even said, no, minister, we are sick and tired of this thing of restructuring. Can you please move forward? We can't move forward in this department. That is why other members were even said, no, let's start close this department. We asked the president to close this department because this department is not assisting women. But anyway, because we know where this thing come out, that there should be a ministry of women. That is why we're still fighting for this ministry to come forth to be here. So now, because of those problems, anyway, you can't do anything except to say if there are things that are changing or there must be the change of leadership, then we'll move this department forward. I don't know. Yeah.
You know, from what we are getting from the women, it is really very frustrating. It's frustrating. You know what Usminya is talking about? Once the gender focal persons are not functioning, there's nothing that you can extrapolate from all these departments. Because the reason why we had to have them, it's precisely for all these things that we are talking about here.
Jefferson, you know, this is our song, gospel, to say we should not be apologetic to do our oversight. If the minister is not moving, we must make a move. And the only way to make a move is to bring people who are relevant to come to us. Besides the problems that we are saying, you also have an irregular expenditure of 5.1 million that they don't know what how they've dealt with that. And I think it's about time that as Parliament we need to take our role and we need to take our role seriously. We should not be apologetic to do our job. If it means exposing whatever, because we're not here to come and protect each other as members of the ANC. We are protecting the people who have voted for us in power. And if we see that there's something wrong, maybe it's about time that we need to revisit, why do you want to have a women's ministry? Because I think it was a research that was done throughout the years, and as women we feel that this is one of the things that we pride ourselves with. But you know, from the beginning, with the first minister,
to this one.
To
it
this
has
one.
Been a problem.
Mm.
Maybe we need to sit down, maybe as the ruling party, and say, what went wrong? What is the problem? Is there anything that we're putting to that ministry that then that ministry cannot do at all? Is it because it has been put into the presidency and then therefore that minister cannot move, or what is the problem?
I'm going to tell you what the problem is, and Minya knows also.
Mm-hmm.
In our policy conference prior to Ipulukwane,
mm-hmm.
this is not the kind of ministry we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That is what is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But we were just given this kind of a minister. It's not what we wanted as the Women's League.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is what is wrong.
Then we need to push it as the ANC,
yeah.
and say, let's bring the president on board and the leadership of the ANC and say, this is what we want. And if we want this minister to go on, if we don't say it and we push it as women in parliament, nobody will do it for us.
Okay.
No, Chair, I agree with the I think the issue of gender, we should mainstream gender machine, the operation of gender machinery is very critical for us to achieve all other things that follow in the program. I think that's where we should start. And of course, there's been a challenge, I agree with you. But even if, because the problem is that this issue of women, you have to be an activist or gender activist
mm-hmm.
to understand them.
Yeah.
So, but, and for me, it's the same patriarchy that we're trying to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have those men who are supposed to appoint these people. You know, if they appoint the person who
knowing
does
very
not
well.
Know.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's not an activist.
Yeah, so now we must start by educating this person for another 10 years.
Who's not prepared.
Who does not understand what women, when we talk about issues of women, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's why it doesn't even see the necessity of doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
I think what we must start doing because we will be failing our children and the generation that will be coming. If we do not raise the issue of machinery, I think let's support the portfolio committee on women. That one of the what throughout this budget, we say we're not actually adopting this budget
until
we understand the machinery.
Mm-hmm.
We want the structure, proper structure. The proper structure of that minister. It's not those DPPs and all those things.
Mm.
No. It's the only minister the DPM links to the gender focal person.
Mm.
Those are the people supposed to report to the minister. In all the departments.
Yes.
Mm. But now, ourselves again, we are proving structures that something else is true. Because as long as we have the structure that we have DG, chief director, downward, there is no that link is there.
Mm.
In
those things that are taking 3/4 of the budget.
Yeah. Mm. So I think that's one of the things that let's agree support the portfolio committee to start to say this machinery, gender machinery, minister account of gender machinery. It need be let's do this. Unfortunately, our parliament now doesn't respond.
Yes.
Chair, remember that we have delegation to meet with the speaker. We were supposed to be a woman, but has not done what was requested. Which is another challenge that we still have. So I'm just saying that let's agree that one of the things, this thing of gender machinery, let it come on top, because it's the one that will unlock everything. And it then, you know, even in the province, that structure is then linearly linked with the province and with the municipality.
Mm.
So it's that's the structure that was handed over. You see, the problem is that
since this we came into parliament, all of us we relaxed and not at all. If you remember, when Mandela was still the president, we submitted the charter. We handed over the women's charter. So, and all Mandela responded to the charter. But after that was never done anything. So we just think we just marched to Union Building and going marching. So let's prioritize the gender machinery and then include then couple with gender budget and then we then take all portfolio committees led by led by both chairs of women, even those that are men, call them to say we want this progress. And now we are exposing everybody. I need to say this as well. So
because
the other thing is that as women, when there are changes, it's not about even the ruling party. It's every company, everywhere. When there are changes, we say they plot every day where they sit. Already people are sitting somewhere plotting about this change, how they are going to go in. But women who are not plotting, that's the reality of the society that we are in.
And it,
so I think what we need to do is to say, let's prioritize that item. Yes, and then the budget, and call the next in the next meeting. Call the finance and appropriation. So we have to understand the budget, including they must call the minister of finance and women. As women, to say that another 10 years of government is going. What has happened? Because we don't see any movement towards. Because the parliament will implement the project of the sanitary towers.
I'm just going
to take another. It won't happen. You know, I think we must close this.
Yeah, we have
closed. I'll say it.
Apologize.
You see, if you look at this, look at your document and look at these issues, that's what you said yesterday. Can you please isolate issues that are having similarity that you think belong to the suggestion that the gender machinery. And make this recommendation that we are talking about. The two committees, that's what he said. But even if we find all the findings that we find in there, committee, we still have to refer it to the portfolio committee. That is the reason that is because they are the people who can come up with all these things, and also they are in a position to talk about this budget, the public budget, with all the identification of loopholes that we have identified. If you can do that for us, and in our next meeting, we have something tangible. I think we can do it. We have dealt with this document, and the bottom line is what people are saying here. From the fact that we have been dealing with these things for quite some time now, we can't be hammering every day saying the same thing. There must be progress. Now, the progress is going to be carried over by the portfolio committee. All the findings that we found as the multi-party, that was involved, in this international. We are going to defer this to the Women's Committee, Portfolio Committee, so that we can get a response from somebody who is there deployed to do this work, who is the minister in the presidency to deal with women's issues. But a lot of things are not being done. This gender machinery thing is a very serious issue. Because if you go to CSW and go and talk about South Africa, you are talking about civil society, we are talking about everybody, business, and I don't know what are we taking to CSW as South Africa if we don't have a gender machinery. Because that is where everybody should be expressing themselves, bringing their reports and their findings in the South African society. But we don't have such, they are going up and down, you know, to CSW. I don't know what are they taking there. They say you must go where?
To the preparation meeting for CSW, the minister's meeting.
And it was on Monday.
Yeah. These are some of the things that will have to trigger. Because we are not here in Parliament just to be stooges. It's a pity that we are talking
to them.
It's appalling for them to call, not precisely because it's you, any officials to go and represent it, not no hearing from us, people who are deployed by the public.
Chair, they did ask for a member and an official. So the member is Honorable Dlamini from
NCOP.
Who doesn't even come to the meeting here?
Who is Dlamini?
I think she's with the State Committee on Social Development.
Let me talk about this thing here, Parliament Bill. In all the committees, portfolio committees in this NA, they are doing the most job. They are supposed to oversight and all this. We don't have same mandate with NSOP. NSOP, they are representing provinces. We are representing South Africa. But even when it's an international trip, we find that accompanied by NSOP delegation. And that's why there's not even accountability on people going
Exactly.
So I think this thing has to stop. The other thing is it's how the management of Parliament wants to make us to fight with NSOP.
We are not going to fight with NSOP because the chairperson before Kikena Molhanong Lao, Utadi knows what she's doing. And by it's all right because Bona always they have somebody who goes to all of these things and rightfully. That is why at the end the city people are failures. Because Abanam 790 is this national parliament. And people who are doing that in Nazika Zetu, presiding officers, and amongst the presiding officers, Kosiam Sinai and the presiding officer, Omkun, Ubale. Now, I think when I who remember vocal and turn a babble no ribbon, let us start it now. We mustn't wait for the actor. We must start it now. We know CSW Idula Nininga much, and we start now and raise this thing and take it where we are supposed to take it.
know there was a climate change conference. They took my official and pick up select committee members, and then one from environment goes there.
Yeah.
When they come, the official gave me, come back with the book. Probably they said they must give me so that I can be able to implement. He gave me that book.
Yeah.
That's how the parliament is.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it seems we'll have to go via Balekahan. No, we are going to go there. Zoe too. Because Sikatele and if Basipusha says to the broader multi party meeting. Sizokwenza umsindo manje owaziwa ngamakhosikazi wonke asala ePalamente. Because I think we are sick and tired really. Nandikhathaleli nohamba ndiyazigulela, but I just think it's just not right. Did we understand each other from this document? I think we have exhausted everything. But now, I don't know who's taking minutes last. About the other lands that we have decided that we must take it up. This is something else. You can just note it if you want to go and meet. And maybe, I don't know how can we deal with this, because we some of us identify areas. It is as mentioned a lot, because this all falls under the international peace, where we are ignored and Bahambe, we don't understand. We are even not even consulted in some instances. Any item elandelayo. That's where you can come with those good Nansika Zako consideration of the draft program. We've got a program here. Yeah. Can you make and then?
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, we are going to see where we are going to slot this second. And this is slot and why we are prioritizing this, and some this is we'll have to explain this. Mm-hmm.
My apologies. This program is the initial approved one. I know that there are a few changes, but as a result, for example, the first meeting, we're supposed to have a first meeting on the 7th, hence it was postponed today. So the first one there is supposed to be the 14th of February. But I'll skip that one because we are already sitting in that meeting. But then as members are aware, we are allocated one Thursday a month. That is the Thursday that we have been allocated, that is the 1st of March, where we'll be having the full caucus meeting. The full caucus meeting, according to the draft program, will be dealing with this report of the International Women's Program, particularly with reference to the draft implementation plan on IWC, Women and the Changing World of Work. And then the second item is the briefing by the Department of Social Development and the Women Ministry on the progress on implementing the South African Integrated Program of Action addressing violence against women and children. We had come up with this item particularly because there was an indication.
And who fits the pet, who's all right.
Particularly. We had come up with this one, particularly before, because the integrated program of action addressing violence against women and children it's coming to an end this year, 2018. Hence, the integrated program, South African Integrated Program of Action Addressing Violence Against Women and Children, it's coming to an end this year. Hence, the two departments have been tasked with the role of coming up with a new one. Hence, we invited them. The invitation that we sent to them, we said we'd want for them to indicate to us what were the challenges in implementing this plan, how were these addressed, what is the progress in developing the new plan since this one is coming to an end. Also indicate what is the new plan, how is it costed. So those are the items that we've indicated that we'd want for the two departments to indicate on that day, on the 1st of March. I know that there were also other items that were added, perhaps I won't speak to them now, members. And then on the 5th of March, which is a Monday, we had identified this date for the summit that we had decided last year that we would have, but then we had to postpone it because we had a number of requests that were coming from stakeholders who were interested in the subject and were indicating that last year was too short notice for them. Hence, we decided to postpone, and we had identified this date for that summit for responses to the report of the South African Law Reform Commission on the sexual offences adult prostitution report. I think for now, Chair, those are the only items.
When does the EE, the first quarter, end?
March, end of March.
The end of March.
Yes.
This is the 5th.
Yes, this is the 5th of March, yes.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the other weeks, it's March, because I think some of the things that were mentioned by Uteke, there were reasons why they were held back. Maybe we should discuss that and prioritize some of them that we can slot into some of these weeks. Especially the issue of sanitary towels. Because the last time we met with Nansikai, with the people from finance, we don't know and then we can slot them. I don't know which is the next meeting that we're going to have now.
Chair, the next meeting will be the full caucus meeting of the 1st of March.
1st of March.
Yes,
the date in June, I'm sorry.
14th of February.
14th. And now you're going to be Valentine. So
you can be my celebrator.
I think this coming week we must itemize the issues that Uteke was talking about, and then we can go back to them and see how we can program them. But that will be done by the steering committee prior to that tsunami. Yeah, just give us
the
a date, yes, steering committee.
February.
Upper February.
Yeah,
just
the end of the month.
So that if at all one of them, Sifaga Gumach, yeah, so as near as our land, according to Indele Subonuti, how were they left behind? Send the follow-ups. Since for the first quarter we prioritize, I mean second quarter. Yeah. Done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
the this integrated program of action for addressing violence against women and children. I want to agree with this proposal of the social development and development of women just to check the program. But knowing exactly that we have failed in this matter. And also we have agreed, I'm not quite sure about as the committee or as multi-party or the women, to say this, we must have a summit on gender-based violence. I think there's a resolution, I think it's a particular committee last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when the violence was just rising, let's just say that immediately after the just in preparation for, because the Department of Human and Social Development, they will review this integrated development plan. So that we can be able to prepare ourselves with stakeholders as parliament, you know, all the civil society organizations, just to have input when that, you know, they revise that program of action. So I think maybe that counts maybe for the second term or for the third term. Just to prepare ourselves.
Yeah, it's our form of a budget, Gabby.
We've got a role of CWP.
CWP.
So we can even take from the budget of the CWP to do a summit on have it from those
of the speaker.
They went to Sege. We are going to join with Kwaya Glen to be able to do Funega is in those having a gun, Sakale, actually, settling to take
care.
No, we mustn't just dream. So, but I really at the heart center, it's good, it would be good. We are going to let's see Tetangai. But we must be sure, Uguti. Since I was represented, actually, if I got it. We are both, it's either, sister, who talk of negative,
I think we must have a program of the CPA.
Yes.
CWP. We are saying there is a budget for that. This thing, because it's a priority, we can actually follow what Greg was saying through that budget.
You feel a guy budget.
Yeah.
You just check him out.
No. But Ma, can I talk about that? Because there is another thing that you have to follow up. Because CPA, we are a branch.
I know.
And then we branch as a parliament. But you have then the women's wing, which we are under the we are under the branch here in parliament. So with the, but what I know is that we are affiliated to CPA, which is Commonwealth. We are affiliated and paying subscription. I don't know whether, and similarly it's like we're using money of your parliament as a branch to do the activities of the CPA. So I'm just saying, that's one of the things that I, so we must actually agree that the CWP took this decision and give it to the branch, which is or the what is the president of women or what, and then we must get that budget for that program. That's the first part. The second part, Chair, is this through our women.
Ministry
portfolio committee.
Or portfolio.
We must not lose, as we, because you know we are about to close Parliament. We must never forget that.
Mm.
But the issue is that what legacy do you want to have as
yeah.
a women? Or do we want to go this term to say that even ourselves we have joined those people to ravish the machinery, because
mm.
if we are not doing anything about this national machinery,
mm.
we are joining those that are ravishing it.
Mm.
So, and ask the portfolio committee to lead us in this process, particularly because now it's towards the budget. I think the minister is going to read the budget.
Mm.
After the minister presenting the budget, we should then be able to say, you as a committee, either through yourself or through Mamkhandi, we call the finance appropriation and the finance and the minister, just to say we want to get the briefing in terms of how gender, just to throw the word, just the way, though they might not know what you're talking about, but just say gender responsive budget, what is it that we're doing? And we then start to raise this issue, because now and then treasury, when we call them on sanitary towels, they're bringing an official who's continuously convincing us, no, don't fight for these things. It's useless. You remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then tell the minister, there is this issue, this decision. I think if we, our researchers can do that, should they identify all the issues that president has raised, which affect women, which have not been implemented.
Mm.
And then to start today and say, these are the issues that president has said they must be implemented, and they have not been implemented, and all these departments, they are raising the issue of the budget. We want to check how far are we with all these issues. Starting with the issue of the sanitary towel. That is the beginning of starting to bring things together. The second issue then the portfolio committee will look at is, as they call the minister to present the budget. Everybody comes to present the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
then we start to ask questions. Any gender machinery, how is it and all those things. And then
okay,
we have those discussions, the report of the portfolio committee, as we debate in those things, in the chamber. It's us who must decide whether we continuously compare with things that are happening in that ministry, or as a portfolio committee, we then start to say, we want to see this thing happen. So I think those are the two things that I've tried to correct. And for this, the next term, Chair, because the budget is on the 22nd, and then as we come back, that we must call together, call the minister, on the budget, the portfolio committee on their own, then start to question the minister, and then we can be there to support them in the background.
Mm.
So.
But we belong to one non-speaker.
One.
It's the governance.
Mm-hmm.
So I raise that.
Mm-hmm. Must be very careful as you do this, because they continuously want to remind you that there is a portfolio committee. Remember one time when we were fighting for this lot, the way they were trying to ridicule us, to say that the women multi-party and the women portfolio committee, they are fighting.
It was a workshop. But now
no,
what?
I'm just saying that we must be very careful in terms of as we deal with this as well.
Yes.
Continuously, they want to make sure that they divide this line so that we don't focus.
Mm.
And we must not entertain this line ourselves.
No, but we must also be careful that we use whatever we are suggesting, it must go through the relevant structure. But now I want to focus on this priority, this workshop. SPW.
Mm-hmm.
The workshop is Aishangani. You know, I want to remind you who to talk what is there is a reason why Bafuna a multi-part amalgamated
mm-hmm.
within the multi-party.
Mm-hmm.
Now we must understand why. If they had a budget of their own, I don't think Ngaba, it's not only us here in South Africa, now, if they have a budget of their own, let them explain to us quite explicitly that they have a budget. Because of which I don't believe.
No.
That is the reason why Batemaingen is a multi-party. You understand? So that is how to must figure out frolic sitting the other corner talk on. That's what I want to emphasize. Sizo Tatela Ubuti, Sisebenza Ganja, Nina. Gobamanje, Kutema Gutta is Abane, Gata, Mainga Bina. You remember a pet? What is Kabali Che? Is Kabali Ni? It's a coordinator from multi party.
Yeah.
So. Haiba huli jwalo, tsanzuru basche luguti, ina yoni budget ora ina. Kubaga luka sisi usebenza is interesting as azi mnyame, but also singa bine illusions as singa azi yokuwa maikona inge. Kunenga mabasta kusele, because kasa sifika pam gum to che of the chairs, kuzo kunenga sikaze gakusi. Leye tu aishupi, kubaga sisi auchelu chifu. Sitele na suti siya slangani zizitu. Agiti. Aishu kitu. And we belong to the government and monitoring. Agiti. So, I said shupi tina, but now I don't shupi it because sisa utata umsebenzi, osu unigwe, safika sa unigwa, and ungena budget, which means, isa utubi budget hii.
Yes.
Naleyo sisa ufunika siyendi follow up. But we are going to do it kule second term, ne? Yes. Chairperson.
I was looking at this lay consideration of the report of the International Women's Conference, okay? Where they say Social Development Ministry of Progress in implementing South African integrated programs action addressing violence against women. You then at the next you talk of sexual offence, other prostitution.
Eh? In download. Or in program.
Yeah.
Or
the first match the Muga Ustrix. March.
Five.
Five March. Trying to tickle the back of everybody's mind here. Three shifts today. Thank you.